Local First's Mika Staub on the line. Mika, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. Tell me about Local First.
Yeah, so Local First, we are celebrating Independence Week, and we're excited to talk about that. But first, I want to throw a curveball at you, Shelley. We're going to also promote our upcoming coffee hour this Friday. We're changing the conversation. Normally, it's a casual gathering for businesses to connect. But this Friday, we thought it was important to shift the focus to talk about economic development and its role in systemic racism. Obviously, it's very topical right now, and it has been for a number of years. So the role of economic development, both as something that contributes to and is also a catalyst for change.
Awesome. Well, that is important to discuss because it brings us to your table. So do you want to talk more about that or more about Independence Week? Yeah.
Yeah. So we just believe, you know, we put out a statement on June 1st that says exactly this, in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. And statements matter, but action is needed now. This conversation is going to be hosted by the Local First Board, facilitated by one of our board members, Terrence Lachey. And we'll talk about the role of business as this catalyst of change, as well as how consumers can support this shift.
Nice.
Businesses in Michigan and across the country are taking a stance right now. And this is a fantastic opportunity to see who you're aligned with and make sure their voice gets more powerful. So this means, yes, support Black-owned businesses, support businesses that are vocal about their anti-racism. And this ties into the Local First message mission that includes building local wealth and social capital. We recognize that we can't do this if our Black neighbors continue to face racism at any level.
Participating in the times we are in. Thank you for doing this. How does one get involved?
Yeah, so the coffee hour, the conversation will take place this Friday, June 13th, 12th, at 10 a.m. All the information is on our website as well as our social media.
Awesome. Let's talk a little bit about Independence Week.
Yeah, so obviously we're all having to shift gears still in this quick-paced world. We had grand intentions of collaborating with neighborhood associations and business associations for a huge community-wide celebration of Independence Week. This is, like you said earlier, it's a national movement. I think it was first announced by Amoeba during the first week of July, and it's just it's kind of like a holiday campaign or anything else. It's a huge shift or a huge promotion to shift your dollar. So obviously, we're hoping to shift our dollars local.
And I mean, we have daily themes on social media.
Yeah. So the week of June 27th to July 1st is the Independence Week. That's what we're calling it. And in addition to a number of things, we're going to do daily themes to help people shift their dollars. So Monday is going to be Show a Little Love Today. And that means, you know, putting a review out, buying a gift card or ordering online. Tuesday is going to show a little love for tomorrow. So that's like making appointments with your hairdresser, scheduling, you know, maybe some home improvements for the future. Wednesday is we're hoping somebody else can cook for us, and that's going to be your ordering online from local restaurants. Thursday is going to be our retail therapy, so see who has an online retail shop that you can go visit, or if businesses are scheduling appointments that way, you can do that as well. Friday, we're hoping that you can join us for a happy hour, so you know, see what breweries are open. We got a lot of local hard cider places and a lot of distilleries and even local kombucha. So, you know, definitely cheers to that. And Saturday, plan your weekend grill out. So a lot of businesses are offering packages, like you can basically order a grill out in one stop. So like Louise Earl Butcher is putting these things together, as well as a lot of other businesses. So, and we're sharing all those out. So every day we'll give you a list of businesses that you can take advantage of, you know, their offering.
Wonderful. How does a business, promote how businesses are actually reopening or expanding services? Give me one here.
Yeah. So we are putting together posters that kind of explain how each business is reopening and how a business or how a consumer can interact in that space. And that, you know, the business owners are obviously going through and they're making sure their spaces are clean. Restaurants are open at half capacity. A lot of them are doing the outdoor seating to keep people safe. So it really just depends on who, you know, what their space is and what their neighborhood is like.
Nice. And how to participate. Give me an item here before we say our goodbyes.
Yeah. Basically, how you participate in this is to support the local business. It's what we say all the time, but especially in this time and especially during Independence Week, put local first and put people first.
How do we find out more information?
Check us out at localfirst.com, and definitely most up-to-date information is on our social media.
Great. Coming back to life in this new normal, Mika Staub, on behalf of Local First. Take care.